Week 33, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. In ancient times God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. O Lord, arise to help me. Psalm 34. O Lord, plead my cause against my foes, fight those who fight me, take up your buckler and shield, arise to help me. O Lord, you say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescued the weak from the strong, and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, arise to help me. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. Psalm 34 continued. When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me, and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery, and gnash their teeth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. Psalm 34 continued. O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly, amid the throng I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen, do not be silent, do not stand far off. Awake, stir to my defence, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice, all day long of your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. My son, keep my words, keep my commandments, and live. A reading from the prophet Zechariah, chapter 12. It is the Lord who speaks. When that day comes, I shall set myself to destroy all the nations who advance against Jerusalem. But over the house of David and the citizens of Jerusalem, I will pour out a spirit of kindness and prayer. They will look on the one they have pierced, they will mourn for him as for an only son, and weep for him as people weep for a firstborn child. When that day comes, there will be great mourning in Judah, like the mourning of Hadad Rimon in the plain of Megiddo. And the country will mourn clan by clan. When that day comes, a fountain will be opened up for the house of David and the citizens of Jerusalem for sin and impurity. When that day comes, it is the Lord who speaks, I am going to root out the names of the idols from the country, and they shall never again be mentioned. And I will rid the country of the prophets and of the spirit of impurity. If anyone still wants to prophesy, his father and the mother who gave him birth shall say to him, You have no right to live, since you utter lies in the name of the Lord. And while he is prophesying, his father and mother who gave him birth shall run him through. When that day comes, every prophet shall be ashamed of his prophetic vision. They will no longer put on their hair cloaks to utter their lies, but they will all say, I am no prophet, I am a peasant. The land has been my living ever since I was a boy. And if anyone asks him, Then what are these wounds on your body? He will reply, These I received in the house of my friends. Awake, sword, against my shepherd, and against the man who is my companion. It is the Lord who speaks. I am going to strike the shepherd, so that the sheep may be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the weak. And it will happen throughout this territory, it is the Lord who speaks, that two-thirds of it will be cut off, and the remaining third will be left. I will lead that third into the fire and refine them as silver is refined, test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I shall listen, and I shall say, These are my people. And each will say, The Lord is my God. Responsory from Matthew 26. You will all lose faith in me this night, for the scripture says, I shall strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. Let the sword be unsheathed against my shepherd and against the man who is my companion. It is the Lord who speaks. I shall strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. A reading from the treatise of St. John Eudes on the Kingdom of Jesus. We ought to imitate and complete in ourselves the various states and mysteries of Christ. We should frequently beseech him to bring them to perfection in us and in the whole Church. For though in his person they are perfected, the mysteries of Jesus have not yet reached completion in us, his members, nor in the Church, which is his mystical body. The Son of God plans to make us sharers in his mysteries, and in a certain manner continue them in us and in the Church by the graces which he has decided to communicate to us, and the effects which he wishes to bring about in us through these mysteries. This is how he wishes to complete his mysteries in us. For this reason, the Apostle Paul can say that the whole Christ is being brought to perfection in the Church, and that all of us are contributing to his being built up and arriving at full maturity. This refers to his mystical age in his mystical body, and this age will complete its full span only on the day of judgment. In another text, the same apostle says that by his physical sufferings he is completing what still remains of Christ's sufferings. So the Son of God decided to complete and fill up all his mysteries in us. When he is born again in our souls by the holy sacraments of baptism and the blessed Eucharist, and conforms us to his likeness, he wishes to complete in us the mysteries of his incarnation, birth, and hidden life. He makes it possible for us to live an interior spiritual life hidden with him in God. He intends to bring to perfection in us the mysteries of his passion, death, and resurrection by causing us to suffer, die, and to rise with him and in him. Finally, he plans to complete his state of glorious immortality in us by bringing it about that we shall lead a glorious everlasting life with him and in him in heaven. It is his will that his other states and mysteries be brought to perfection in us and in the Church. He wishes to make us sharers in them and to continue them in us. They will not reach their completion until the end of the time which he has decreed, that is, until the end of the world. A responsory from Colossians 1. It makes me happy to suffer as I am suffering now, and in my own body I do what I can to make up what is still to be undergone by Christ for the sake of his body, the Church. I struggle wearily on, helped only by Christ's power driving me irresistibly. And in my own body I do what I can to make up what is still to be undergone by Christ for the sake of his body, the Church. Let us pray. Lord our God, give us grace to serve you always with joy, because our full and lasting happiness is to make of our lives a constant service to the Author of all that is good. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.